Morning, as we always do, with the head coach at North Carolina A&T, Vincent Brown. Good morning, Coach Brown.
Morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. I hope you are well, and we're able to enjoy the bye week a little bit. On the field with your team last week, how did you guys address the bye week, and what did you get done?
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure we went back to our core fundamentals. So a lot of fundamental work on, you know, in all three phases of the game. And then really to kind of hone in on our philosophies, both offensively, defensively, and special teams, to make sure that we're not deviating from the things that, you know, we started during spring ball, that we worked on during training camp, and the things that we believe philosophically will allow us to build a competitive championship caliber team here in the conference. So a lot of work on those things.
What's the toughest part of that? I know first year head coach, you got a new staff, some new guys, you brought some guys in. What's been the most challenging part of getting everyone on the same page and getting the things going the way you would like to see them?
Yeah, it's just the integration of all the newness. You know, we didn't come into this thing, you know, with blinders on. We knew that there was a lot of talent that left via, you know, the transfer portal and graduation, a new staff, so a bunch of new players, new staff, and trying to make sure that we're integrating the things that we believe in philosophically with the things that the kids are able to do, and making sure that we set a standard and hold everyone to those standards. And so, you know, I can see the progress that we're making, but, you know, it may be incremental. And we believe that we're not far away. And so the kids are working hard. The coaches are working hard.
Got a question this morning from Eddie Hughes. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Rob. Hey, Coach. A lot's being made, of course, about the passing game. What did you do in the bye week to kind of address those issues?
Yeah, Eddie, we, you know, some of the same things that I just alluded to, we went back to the fundamentals of what we believe we need to be able to do based on the talent that we have in our building right now in order to move the ball. And not just with the passing game, you know, our running game is our bread and butter. And I think once we get that going consistently, it opens up a number of different windows for us in the passing game. So, you know, we're not going to just lay blame on the passing game, because hey, if you look at how Norfolk State won last week, they ran the ball 54 times, you know, so there's a way and there's a path forward for us. We know our passing game has to improve, and we spend a lot of time working on those things.
What did you see looking at the tape that maybe some of the problems have been on the past few weeks as far as getting the passing game going?
Yeah, I think some of the things are, you know, receivers not understanding where they're supposed to be based on the different route concepts, miscommunication between the quarterback and the receivers. For us, also kind of drilling down on what our guys can do best from a passing game standpoint. You know, as I said to our staff, what was great at one place may not necessarily be great for what we have. And so we're focused on, you know, building things to the strength of our players and not necessarily, you know, the schemes that we necessarily like, if that makes sense.
Yes, sir. As a coaching staff, did you guys address some things that you maybe need to adjust, as you just mentioned, as far as the communication and everybody being on that same page?
Absolutely. You know, part of this is, you know, not beating yourself and mistakes. And we talk about it all the time. Mistakes, more than the other team being more talented, is usually what causes you to lose. And so we focus a lot on eliminating those things that cause you to lose: mistakes, mental errors, and penalties. And so, you know, we feel really good about our bye week of practice, getting back to our fundamentals and getting on the same page communication wise.
Coach, your next question from Kyle Kensington. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted to ask about the scouting Norfolk State here. You know, obviously you're focused on the week ahead, but is there any sort of benefit in looking at a team that's played and played pretty well against two CAA teams and maybe kind of previewing, you know, what's to come when you get Hampton and Towson in back-to-back weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we've seen on tape is a very, very good team. They got some really talented players, especially on the offensive side in the backfield. You know, a couple of really tough running backs. The quarterback is doing a nice job of managing the games. They have a really nice complementary scheme offensively. And then defensively, they will randomly just get after you. So you can't really get a true bead on what they're trying to do defensively. They pressure, they play middle of the field closed coverage, they play a little bit of middle of the field open and present some real challenges. So, you know, we see this as a very good football team that will present some challenges in terms of trying to win the game.
Coach, one more for me on the offensive side. So much has been made of the past game. We've talked about the running game being the bread and butter, and West and Kenji have both had some good moments over the past 3 weeks. What can you do differently? I assume teams are starting to maybe load the box on you a little bit. Have you come up with some ways to get those guys loose to maybe that, as you said, maybe that then that frees up the passing game as well?
Absolutely. We've spent a lot of time understanding, you know, when teams are going to load the box like that, how do we address it and make them pay for it, essentially. And it kind of gets back to, you know, our core philosophies of being able to run the football, have plays that are going to challenge the force, quick concept passing, and then, you know, periodically being able to take our shots. And so as long as we are focused on those things and making sure that our players understand here's how we're going to win the game, I think we'll be fine.
Let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball. Just as you've looked at them again, that unit had had some bright spots and some areas that maybe need some improvement. What do you see as a defensive guy as the areas of strength on that unit through the first three games and maybe some areas that need some improvement?
Yeah, so, you know, we have – I think we have a great system in terms of taking advantage of our players' skill set. We create some real problems for offenses with our movement. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about beating blocks and tackling and playing great force. And, you know, there were a couple of times in our last game against Elon where we did not have our edges set. And so the ball got on the perimeter way too fast. And so there was a great focus on, you know, setting the edge, beating blocks and tackling this week.
Do you feel like maybe at times those guys with some of the quick three and outs and stuff on offense, do you feel like those guys have gotten worn down, or do you don't think that's been a factor?
Oh, it absolutely becomes a factor, you know, and having been on, you know, been in those shoes, you want to be able to, you know, count on your offense moving the chains. And even if you have to punt it at the end of the series, that it's not a quick three and out, that you're moving the chains. And the biggest part is also field position, making sure you're able to flip the field when you do have to punt it.
Got a follow-up question from Eddie. Go ahead, Eddie.
Coach, as far as the team is concerned, how do you feel they are mentally after the first 3 weeks and after the bye week? Do you feel like they're in a good place?
I really do. I don't think anyone on our team, on our staff, in our program at all is defeated. You know, we understand it's a long season. We understand that there's been a lot of things to occur over the first three games that we can improve on. And if we do, we'll improve our chances of winning games. We came into this, you know, understanding that we wanted to, and right off the bat, field a highly competitive team. And I think, you know, our goals are still the same. We're going to work on making sure every weekend we go out and we compete at an extremely high level and give our kids a chance to win it at the end.
Coach, year one at North Carolina A&T, I know when you took over the program, you were well aware of the passionate fan base you have there with the Aggie Nation. As you work to build that program and get it to where you want to go, how much do you feel like that fan support helps you?
It does. And, you know, we embrace the fans' passion for football. But, you know, to me, Rob, there's fans who just love watching football. And then there's the true supporters that understand what it takes to build a championship caliber program. And we got great supporters throughout our program, within the alumni, within the football alumni, and within the fan base. So, hey, we want to put a great product on the field, but we understand that there's a process that we have to go through in order to make that happen.
All right, Vince. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Good luck Saturday at Norfolk State. Hope you guys can get a victory and look forward to talking again next week.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thank you.